Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alongside Joe Ostrowski, Chris Mack in for Sam Panayotovich today here on Bet Sweats. We have got you covered. A Friday full of football with insights from Patrick Everson of Vegas Insider and Fox Sports in just a moment. The games we haven't yet touched on, because there are some, and some of them are admittedly ugly, might be looking in your direction. Washington, Minnesota, Tennessee, Cleveland. We will get to in 20 minutes inside the two-minute drill, but we've been talking a lot about line moves, where the market's going, not just on the NFL in week 14, but with college football's conference championship weekend upon us as well. Let's bring in Patrick Everson, senior reporter for Vegas Insider, contributor to Fox Sports. Follow him on X at @PatrickE_Vegas. Morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning, sirs. Chris and Joe, thanks a lot for having me on. Tell Sammy to stop slacking. Where the hell is he? Not that I love talking with you, Chris. I'm totally good with it. I just like Sam a little bit of, give Sam a little bit of grief, you know?
Not taken personally at all, but I agree. He got all of last week off, and now he's taking another Friday. I don't.
Wait, where did he get off? He wasn't off last week. Why do you keep saying
that?
Last
week was Thanksgiving, wasn't it? Am I behind?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Lost a week on the calendar.
You're right. I that's where I'm at in this world right now. I completely forgot that we were off all of last week. It just flew by. Don't ask me about things going on in this world right now. I have no idea.
All right, we won't check Joe's calendar again. Let's start with conference championship weekend, Patrick. We both, and look, there's the SEC title game, Big Ten title game. I don't know how much either one of those means in the grand scheme of the CFP picture. Obviously, the Big 12 game means something. Obviously, the ACC game has the potential to unlock Pandora's box with multiple group of five teams possibly getting in if Duke should win in Charlotte tomorrow night. But there are some games tonight, and Joe and I both had the same one circled, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on it or any other games in the conference championship window tonight or tomorrow. With UNLV going to Boise on the road for the Mountain West championship game and getting 5.5 in some spots. Joe and I both circled UNLV because they are much improved this year, and they've already had an opportunity to go to Boise and get the experience and all that. Is there a chance for the outright upset, or at the very least a cover with the Rebels going to Boise?
And you're right. It's a very good football team, and I didn't see it go down, but I think there was some sort of coin toss or whatever that ultimately ended up with this game being in Boise. And again, I may be speaking a turn there, Chris, but look, they've certainly got an opportunity here. They're a good team. You can win on the road. It's the Mountain West. It's not like UNLV is going to face Georgia or something like that. It has been a little bit interesting. If you look at the line movement at BetMGM, for example, this game opened, you know, relatively speaking, significantly lower. You were looking at an opening number of Boise State -3.5, and it stuck that way till about the middle of the week, and then 4, 4.5, and as you noted now, 5.5. So the numbers were, you know, some of the stats I'm seeing so far, I haven't seen BetMGM's numbers. Maybe they just sent them. There they are. How about that? Drew Odell coming through. All right. I appreciate you, Drew. Shout out to Drew Odell. He is one of the data managers over at BetMGM. Literally just set this over a few minutes ago, Chris. So this is super, super fresh from BetMGM. It's close to two-way action on this game, even though this line has run 2 points toward BYU. Mm-hmm. You're looking at on the spread, 57% of bets on BYU, 61% of money on BYU. And the money line is similar. And these are straight bets, by the way. This is the data that BetMGM sends over to me is doesn't include parlays and so forth. So it's not skewed by everybody rolling everything into their money line parlays and such. It's just here's what's happening with somebody who's just trying to figure out who's going to cover or who's going to win the game outright. And like I said, the splits on the money line are similar, just relatively a modest edge to BYU, even though the line has gone up a couple points.
Let's talk a little bit of Heisman, because for a while, Patrick, I'd say it's been pretty clear. We knew it was going to be Ohio State, Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. And it has looked like, since nobody has really taken it, that it was going to come down to the Big Ten championship game. The winner and the quarterback that plays better is probably going to win. And then we saw massive line movement earlier this week that you get a flood of money on Diego Pavia. And you've got people out there that cover the sport that have large followings that are making their cases why. Well, nobody's taken the award away. And you see sand slipping. Like, all of a sudden, people are not in on him, and he drops down to the third, fourth favorite after being one of the top two guys. And we get to have the region talk that we have this time of year. Well, the South people are going to do this. People out West are going to do this. And there's the case for Pavia, where his roots out West and the SEC votes are going to go to Pavia. What have you heard about the bets in the line movement this week with Pavia? It's so interesting that there's all this momentum going towards him when he's the quarterback of the three not playing this weekend.
Yeah, I find that fascinating. And there's not, you say with a player who's not playing, Joe, not in the SEC championship game, doesn't have one more chance to showcase. At the beginning of the week, just to your point on the odds movement, at the beginning of the week at BetMGM, you had Sayan at plus 130, Mendoza just ahead of him at 25, and going down to Diego Pavia, he was the plus 333 third choice. So it's not like he was a long shot among those three, but he also has no more time to, no more games to make one more impression. And yet now you look at BetMGM's odds, and it's plus 175 Sayan, plus 175 Mendoza, plus 175 Pavia. I don't know what to make of that. I'm not sure how. I mean, obviously, like you said, some money must have come in there. It's fascinating, but I feel like, if Mendoza and or Sayan go out and do what they've been doing all season long, then I think this becomes more of a moot point. I don't see Pavia winning this when he doesn't play on this weekend, unless somehow this is a super defensive game. Ohio State can play defense. There's no question. Mm-hmm. So, and Indiana can as well. So it could be that way where it's just a really dull game and a team wins and, it's 16-6 Ohio State, but if either of those two gets a chance to shine, I don't see how Pavia stays in this conversation. But again, this is voting. It's very subjective. You never know what's going to happen. And the odds often tell, I won't say they always do, but the odds often tell a better story. I mean, if we were using odds, Joe, to determine who's going to be in the college football playoff, I might be more for that than I am for the committee. Odds often tell a story that's realistic. That's true. It's where people are putting their money. So it's certainly a little more objective than subjective. But that said, the voting is subjective, and who knows? Maybe Pavia somehow comes through with the underdog vote, if you will, even though he's now the three-way co-favorite at BetMGM.
One more college football question I wanted to touch on real quick, Patrick, before we pivot to the NFL. We have no idea of predicting what the college football playoff committee is going to do. They twist in the wind every single week, and we're left to figure out if what they're telling us is what they really believe, or it's just the way they arranged things to get the 12 teams that they want in those 12 spots from week to week. Miami is still 4-1 to make the playoff. Given that there's the possibility, very distinct possibility, that BYU is not going to be in that buffer spot between Notre Dame and Miami in the rankings, and the committee may give us finally the shift of Miami ahead of Notre Dame, and it may buy the Hurricanes that final playoff spot. at 4-1. Is that, does that make sense for you? Or do you take a step back and say, no, they've told us the whole time, Chris, that they don't care about that head-to-head matchup and Notre Dame's in over Miami?
Wow. I think it's maybe somewhere in between. Because as you said, it seems like BYU is a linchpin, right? You need Texas Tech to beat BYU again. And then maybe that elevates more so the head-to-head between Miami and Notre Dame, because you're getting BYU, arguably you're getting BYU out of the way. BYU's got another loss, and it's to the same team they lost to a month ago. And if it's a similar loss, you know, three touchdowns or more, whatever, I think it was 29-7 or whatever it was, literally just 4 weeks ago against Texas Tech, then yeah, I think the door gets a little more open. It might be worth a sprinkle, I would say. I do feel like they're indicating Notre Dame's in, and I have a hard time seeing the committee saying, Notre Dame, you're not in. If we don't think that there are ratings and politics and, you know, all that going into this, they really shouldn't be. They should be looking for the 12 best teams to the highest degree possible. But, you know, it would be there'd be a lot of interesting conversation on Monday or Sunday afternoon, even after these come out on Sunday, if Notre Dame's left out. It's going to be really hard to leave Notre Dame out. I wouldn't argue with it. If they did, it would be fine. Even as a longstanding Irish Catholic, I'd be okay with that. I'm just looking for the 12 best teams, and I think Notre Dame is one of the 12 best teams, but the CFP also has to bear some responsibility here with some of the ways that they've written how you arrive at these 12 teams. And I'm not saying that the group of five should be left out. Somebody should be included in there. You've got to have, I think, something there, but this is a unique situation where you've got a group of five team that, you know, barely is even in the top 25. And you've got clearly some much, much better teams, whether it's Miami or maybe, another SEC team or what have you.
All right, Patrick Everson, let's talk sharp play. This is what people like, college and NFL. Let's hit them both. What are you hearing? What have you been told by the sports books around town where the sharp action is coming, both for, I guess, Friday/Saturday and Sunday?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You got it, and I'm flipping through the notepad. Really, so look. What I thought was interesting is there's on several games in the college slate. Joe, Georgia 1.5 and 2, this is from one odds maker here in Las Vegas, by the way. Indiana 5.5, as we know, that number kind of came back toward the Hoosiers in this game. But I had another odds maker tell me, look, it's interesting. The numbers move toward Indiana, but it's not reflective of the action. He said it's one-way traffic on Ohio State, and it just happens to be sharp play on Indiana that helped bring that number in. Kennesaw State, +1.5 and -2. And I'm seeing -2.5 across the board on Kennesaw State. So line jumped the fence, even went a little bit further with Kennesaw State. James Madison, obviously, as you alluded to, Joe, there might be one, if not two, Power Five teams in the playoff, depending on what happens with against Virginia tomorrow night. James Madison, 20.5, minus 20.5, minus 21.5. And then Tulane, which is also obviously very much in the conversation for the college football playoff, gets some activity against North Texas at plus. And then on the NFL side of things, flip back a couple of pages here in my notes. So Texans look ahead line last week, Joe, 5.5. Chiefs 5.5 at home against it. The Texans got some looks at plus 5.5 on the look ahead, and then also at plus 4.5. You know, when the number on Sunday. Falcons at plus 8 and plus 7.5 hosting the Seahawks. Browns minus 3.5 against the Titans. And then the Commanders plus 2.5 and plus 2 at the Vikings. I haven't looked this morning yet, but I get, you know, it sounds like Jaden Daniels. Commanders on the road, but obviously Jaden Daniels makes that a much different team. As we saw all of last year, and we've, you know, really seen the difference this year, and it's just, you know, hopeless when it comes to the playoffs and so forth. But a little bit of sharp for the road game against the Vikings.
Patrick Everson, check him out at Vegas Insider, senior reporter for Vegas Insider and contributor to Fox Sports as well. Follow him on X at @PatrickE_Vegas. We appreciate all the insights today, Patrick. Enjoy week 14 and the conference championships.
Absolutely, Chris and Joe, have me on. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, man. Man, that Kennesaw State see in action, Joe.
Yeah, well, that would make me think, okay, that might be something that you want to take a look at. The smaller schools, when they get sharp action, it's usually something that hits at a much higher rate. So, yeah, short favorite there. It was interesting as he was going over the sharp action on the college. I'm like, oh, yeah, I agree with that. JMU, ooh, when the sharps are laying more than three scores, I'm like, okay. Indiana, I understand. Georgia, sure. With that head coaching matchup. And then he went to the college. I'm like, no, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing Washington after that overtime loss where they gave everything they had. I understand Daniels is probably returning. I'm not betting on Kirk Cousins. I know he's getting a bunch of points, but I'm not going to be doing that. Cleveland, Shador laying more than a field goal. Mm-hmm. Not going to be doing that, but maybe those are things I should be considering.
At 100-1 is a team we all left for dead, sneaking their way back into the AFC playoff picture. We'll roll through all the games we haven't touched on in Week 14 yet with 2-Minute Drill next here on BetSweat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.